Guys, last week I said on Pigskin Frenzy, last Thursday rather, on Pigskin Frenzy, that everybody needs to pull up a chair because we got to get to some stuff. I got some stuff to say. Now I'm just going to say this. Seriously, pull up a chair because we got some things to say about this episode. We have some crazy things that just happened that just keep unraveling. It was a crazy Monday, crazy Tuesday, a very crazy Wednesday as well. Free agency is upon us. The start of the 2024 National Football League season is upon us. And it's one of those things where anything can happen. And it really, anything did happen. So with that being said, welcome to Big Pigskin Frenzy on this wonderful and slightly warm Thursday afternoon here in Illinois. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joel Morris. And whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, listening on Podbean or Apple, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. X, Instagram, and Facebook, all you have to do is type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow, like the page. Is there. You'll get episode updates. You will get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You will get Instagram trivia question stories. Go and answer today's NFL question as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, also go on the website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. You'll see a lot of stuff on there and about a home and about me page. You know, you can go, you know, find out more about me. You can contact me there. There will be a store coming soon for merchandise. Merchandise for Pigskin Frenzy will be coming soon and will be placed on the website. At the store section of the website. We have affiliations, which we're going to get to in a minute, and all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy platforms. You can go and click on your favorite platform there, all on there at www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. Guys, if you want, and I'm just going to just sit this out here because I have a beard, all right? I have a beard, and I use the products a lot. My beard is comfortable. My facial hair just feels, you know, really, really good on my face. And if men out there who are listening to the Pigskin Frenzy, if you want that for you, you're going to have to find it at The Beard Club. And you're going to have to go to thebeardclub.com and get the, you know, fantastic products, including the beard growthing kits at The Beard Club. That's right. You can go to my Linktree. You can go to my website under affiliations and click on the Beard Club logo. We are proudly partnered with them. That is our partner. Go to The Beard Club now and shop all things for beard growth kits. And right now, there's a lot on sale, 15% off at The Beard Club. Guys, you're not going to want to miss the deals that they got going on there. Go to my website, click on the logo on under affiliations on The Beard Club logo, as well as my link tree, and it will take you right to the beard growthing kits. Guys, beardclub.com, thank you for being a proud sponsor of Pigskin Frenzy there. So, NFL day to day, let's get started because I am excited. I'm excited. There's been some moves that I thought were going to happen, some moves that I honestly think weren't going to happen. And I was quite shocked that it did happen. Unpredictable. You never knew what was going to go down. And that's what this was. Guys, I said every Thursday until draft day, we're going to talk about the draft today. And I apologize for guys who want me to talk about the draft. Today is the only time on our road to the draft that I will not be talking about the draft because this free agency was so out there and so many moves were being made that I may mention the draft some because it has some draft implications on it, but at the same time, I'm not going to fully talk about the draft. It's mainly going to be a free agency recap of what happens there. Next week, we'll get into pro days, and we'll talk about the draft even further next week. So, free agency right now, a lot of moves have been made. We got to start with the quarterbacks. It was quite interesting for the quarterbacks. Let's start with former Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. He has signed with the Atlanta Falcons. A four-year deal, $180 million with $100 million guaranteed. Kirk Cousins is an Atlanta Falcon. Good fit for him. And I kind of thought that was coming. I've been saying to everybody that Kirk Cousins was going to, keep talking to other teams. He's been in contact with Atlanta. Atlanta's been a fit for him. Watch out for the Atlanta Falcons. I've been saying that, and I kind of saw it coming. I think that was one move right there that I honestly thought that I truly saw coming. It's just a fit. It's a fit for Kirk Cousins. It's a fit for what Raheem Morris and that offense is going to try to do down there. So you got Zach Johnson down there as the offensive coordinator. You got Raheem Morris as the head coach under the Sean McVay tree. And I think what fits is Kirk Cousins, who is a veteran quarterback in this game now, being around a lot of young talent down there with Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Tyler Agler. And you got guys like, you know, those four weapons around him, and he can just pick and choose to throw to whoever he wants. Now, and also that, you got a veteran athlete in Cordell Patterson. So when you get all those guys into the same room, that offense could be troubling for a lot of teams in the league coming up in 2024. Let's see what the Falcons do. That he is most likely going to be their new starting quarterback. Hands down, Kirk Cousins will be their new starting quarterback. But let's just see how the offense works. We'll see how the Falcons do. I'm excited about this, watching the Falcons this year. It's going to be quite interesting to see what Cousins does down there. Now, do the Falcons need a little bit more help? Yes. I think on the defensive side of the ball, they need a little bit more help. And I think offensive line just needs a little bit of work. And you can add a few more key pieces to help out Kirk Cousins. But it's not going to be one of those things where it's, you know, a complete overhaul. You got some pieces down there. You already had pieces down there when Arthur Smith was the head coach. You just needed a quarterback that could, you know, help elevate that talent and help elevate that team. And Kirk Cousins is the dude to do that. He has been cold, you know, coming off. And I say cold in a good term. He has been a savage playing football as of late before he, you know, had a season-ending Achilles injury. Before that, he was tied for first in touchdown passes, okay? He was having an MVP-like season last season before he tore his Achilles. He's been moving the ball really, really well, you know, working out, you know, trying to get his Achilles better. He's been throwing the ball better. He's been moving better. And Kirk Cousins is now in a Falcon. So let's see what happens during this opener in 2024, and let's see what the Falcons do coming up in training camp and coming up to this season. Now, another one and that I also saw coming was Baker Mayfield, quarterback Baker Mayfield. He was the one that kind of kicked everything off. He's the one that kicked off all the madness. Like I said, seriously, pull a chair because we're not done. All right, we're not done. This has been a crazy free agency. It's been crazy workload for me, especially when I had to do a college episode. It's been crazy when my phone's been just been blowing up and blowing up and blowing up about this stuff. So, for Baker Mayfield, it started Sunday. So Baker Mayfield ended up re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 3-year deal worth $100 million, $50 million guaranteed. Let me go on and tell you something. I saw it coming. Honestly, I saw it coming because, in my opinion, it's the right choice. The Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, they're a fit for each other. They're a match made in heaven. It is a fit on both sides. And the Buccaneers finally found their starting quarterback to not really replace Tom Brady, because you can't replace the greatest of all time. But, you know, to be their quarterback for the long term. And Baker Mayfield finally found a home. He felt like it was home. He led them to the divisional playoff. Okay? So it's a fit. There's no doubt it's a fit. And now Mike Evans is back there for 3 years. So now they're going to get the party started. Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans are back together for the Buccaneers. And it was just a fit. The Pats, the Patriots, as I said last week, were interested in Baker Mayfield. He really wasn't interested. And it came out that he wasn't. It was just a one-sided thing. The Pats wanted him. Baker was not really interested in playing for New England. He really wanted to go back to Tampa Bay. He openly admitted that in the interviews, that he really liked Tampa Bay. He really liked head coach Todd Bowles. He really loved his teammates. And him and his wife and his family, they loved it. They love it there. So they're back in Tampa Bay. He's going to start for them. The South is getting a lot more competitive now when you got quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young, and Derek Carr in that division, especially with Baker Mayfield Mayfield and Kirk Cousins, who could potentially go at it for a division title. So let's see what happens. I'm curious to see what the NFC South's going to bring in September. I'm really excited. Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, here's where you need to pull up a chair for the quarterbacks. And I said last week they weren't interested in him. You're going to sit there and say, you were wrong, man. You were wrong. And I was wrong, okay? I was wrong because they kept going back and forth. And I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They kept saying, we're not going to get a veteran quarterback. We're interested in developing Kenny Pickett, who we drafted a couple of years back. We're interested in Kenny Pickett. We're interested in him, right? We're interested in him. And then I get a message saying, Hey, Joel, from Pigskin Frenzy. Yeah, the Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers. And I'm sitting there looking at the phone like, what? No, they're going to start Kenny Pickett. They're not getting a veteran quarterback. They already said that. No, they're signing Russell Wilson. I knew that he was visiting with the Giants. I knew that he was visiting with the Raiders, and I knew that he was visiting with the Steelers, but I thought the Steelers weren't going to be an option. It turns out that the Steelers have signed quarterback Russell Wilson to a one-year deal, veterans minimum deal. Now, here's the issue with that now. Now, you got two quarterbacks out there like Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson who are going to battle for the starting job come September. Who is going to be the guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's the latest drama going into the NFL season. Russell Wilson is a Steeler. You have some playmakers. You have Pat Freiermuth. You have George Pickens. You have Najee Harris. You got Jalen Warren on the offensive side of things. Russell Wilson can do some work with that. And I'm glad that Russell Wilson signed with the Steelers. I think it's going to be an interesting, you know, interesting dynamic to see what happens with the quarterback situation with him and Pickett. You're in a tough division, especially with the Ravens and the Bengals and the Browns. The Browns are loaded because we're also going to get into some trades here in a little bit due to free agency. We're going to get into some trades. So that clears up cap space and releases and all that. This has been a really busy NFL free agency. So Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers. Shocked on that one. I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought the Steelers were not interested, but it turns out, you never know. Opinions can change. Opinions can change. So Russell Wilson is a Steeler. He most likely could and will start, but we do not know. Let's see what Kenny Pickett brings to the table during the offseason and during training camp to before the 2024 season hits. To replace Kirk Cousins, the Vikings have signed Sam Darnold to a one-year deal. Sam Darnold could be their next quarterback in Minnesota. Let's see what happens there. That's an interesting dynamic there that Sam Darnold signed with the Vikings. So another one, Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew, a lot of people that I'm a lot of, you know, I mentioned him and what he did with the Colts. I mentioned him last week. He signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. 2-year deal for Gardner Minshew, Las Vegas Raiders. And it looks like that if the Raiders don't draft a quarterback, it looks like that the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders will be Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew will start once more. He started with the Jacksonville Jaguars a year before Trevor Lawrence entered the league. He has been a backup kind of ever since, but now he could be back on his way to starting again at full time for the Las Vegas Raiders. He started majority of the season for the Indianapolis Colts after Anthony Richardson suffered a season-ending shoulder injury. So Gardner Minshew proved a lot. He won the Colts some football games. He really did. So let's see what the Las Vegas Raiders do. Are they going to draft a quarterback? Are they going to keep Gardner Minshew as a starter? That's an interesting dynamic there, and it's only gonna get, you know, it's only gonna get more interesting when OTAs and training camp hits, and it's gonna be interesting to see what the Raiders do, during the offseason, especially during draft day. So we never know. Gardner Minshew is the Las Vegas Raiders quarterback now. He most likely will start unless, you know, somebody pulls the wool over my eyes once more. I don't know. It almost makes you throw your head up, right? And say, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. I'm kind of excited about it. another one that was quite interesting, in my opinion, quarterback-wise, was Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco left the Cleveland Browns. He signed another deal. He signed with the Indianapolis Colts to back up Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson gets another veteran backup in Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was amazing starting for the Cleveland Browns, led him to the playoffs when Deshaun Watson was out for the rest of the year with a shoulder injury. It's a good pickup. I think it's good insurance. It's good insurance for the Colts. If Anthony Richardson somehow does go down during the season once again, Joe Flacco could be the guy that saved the day. And who knows? It could lead into the playoffs. So let's see what happens. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going down with Joe Flacco, with, you know, and everything going down in, you know, with the rest of the quarterbacks in the league as well. So another one before we move on to defensive players and wide receivers. We're going to get to the running backs last. Defensive players, and before we go on to that, quarterback, a trade in quarterbacks. The Patriots have traded Mac Jones. It has been a whirlwind of, you know, what's been going on with everything. It's been a whirlwind of, okay, you know, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? What's going to happen? They traded him to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sorry for the loud noise. I just dropped my pen. The Jacksonville Jaguars, ladies and gentlemen. They say he could restart his career, and it could look promising for him, but he's sitting behind Trevor Lawrence. He's not going to start, okay? And for everybody who's going to say, oh, he's got a chance, he doesn't have a chance. He's not going to start. He's not going to start behind Chase. He's going to be a backup behind Trevor Lawrence. It restarts his career as a backup. He's a man that in the same draft class, albeit the same round, the first round, pick number 15 to be exact, in the 2021 NFL draft, where the Patriots selected Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick in that draft. And now Mac Jones is backing up the number one overall pick in his draft class, Trevor Lawrence. So let's see what happens. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be no QB battle, that's for sure. Trevor Lawrence is their guy. I'm kind of curious to see what, you know, the decision behind that was. I don't know the full details, but the Patriots have traded away Mac Jones to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which leaves the door open for the Patriots drafting a quarterback in the 2024 NFL draft. See, listen, I'm not slowly getting away from this draft, okay? I'm still talking about the draft some, because free agency kind of ties into what the teams are going to do for draft day. So the other teams around the league are looking at what people are, what moves that people are making. It's like chess. You got to see what moves that they're making to get the advantage, right? To see how you can get the advantage. And football is like that. It's like chess. It really is. It's like chess. And a lot of people are looking at that and thinking, okay, here's what they're doing there. We can draft this guy to replace, you know, or to combat what they got. So the Patriots are looking like they're going to draft a quarterback, and looking like they are also going to draft a wide receiver as well, is what I've been hearing. So quarterback and wide receiver for the Patriots. The Mac Jones era in New England is over, and he is going to be at Jacksonville, you know, most likely behind Trevor Lawrence. So quarterbacks, those are the main gist of quarterbacks. If I forgot any, guys, comment down below or message me, because it's been a whirlwind, okay? It has been a whirlwind of free agency. Let's talk about defense for a little bit. And let's talk about the Steelers. This ties in kind of to wide receivers and defensive player. Dante Jackson for the Panthers, he has been traded. Who did he get traded to? He got traded to the Steelers for him and a draft pick to the Steelers, and the Steelers gave the Panthers Deontay Johnson. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson is going to the Carolina Panthers, and that actually kind of helps out Bryce Young. It really does. It helps out Bryce Young, for a multiple two reasons. One, because he needs help. I mean, for crying out loud, he needs help. And a lot of people aren't going to admit it, but I'm going to admit it. The Panthers didn't have a good season. They need help, okay? For anybody else, if that trade with the Bears wouldn't have happened, they would be the number one pick right now again, okay? So they need help. And Deontay Johnson can give Bryce Young that form of help, right? So good trade for, you know, Deontay Johnson there. It's also a good trade for the Steelers, getting a draft pick and a defensive back in Dante Jackson out of LSU even. So he is, you know, it's a good pick for both sides. Defensive backs, the Steelers kind of needed a defensive back. Dante Jackson provides a lot of speed in the secondary. So I think that is what, you know, the Steelers are looking for. And I think it's the best of both worlds for everybody. The Panthers need help. The Steelers needed help in the secondary. And both of them got what they wanted. It was a good deal on all sides. So that's just a good deal that came out of free agency as well. Let's talk about defensive players. And let's talk about Chris Jones. I've been waiting to talk about this one as well. Defensive tackle Chris Jones. I thought he was going to re-sign with the, Kansas City Chiefs. I thought he was going to, you know, get a good deal. And boy, did he get a good deal. It was around the 27 plus million range. Oh, it was way more than that. Way more than that. He signed a 5-year, $95 million deal. $95 million deal to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs, to try to three-peat with the Kansas City Chiefs going into 2024. And he's staying with them. 5-year, $95 million deal. He is the highest paid defensive tackle in the National Football League. Hands down, probably one of the, if not the highest paid defensive player in the National Football League. No doubt about that. No doubt. It's a good signing. And I say that, and I have that tone of voice, because $95 million is a lot of money. I just think in my mind, how are you going to pay a lot of your other guys? Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce, you got Mahomes, you're paying him a lot of money already. You're paying Kelce a lot of money, but Kelce could want more money. Who knows? Chris Jones, you're paying him a lot of money. What are you going to do about, you know, the L'Jarius Sneed situation? Because now is the time we start talking about that. The franchise tag deadline is in June. It's June 1st, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, June 1st. And could he get traded, or could he, you know, re-sign with the Chiefs? If so, how much? L'Jarius Sneed wants money. I don't know. With this signing, with a lot of money, this takes up a lot of room. So I don't know. I just don't know. Do the Chiefs have that much money? That's the real question. Can the Chiefs fork up enough money for everybody to keep them there and make them happy? That's my only concern. That's my only concern I have. Good deal, great player in Chris Jones. He was the number one free agent in the NFL, in the 2024 NFL free agency rankings. Is it going to be one of those, you know, things, right? Who knows? Chris Jones re-signing 5-year, $95 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Another one that I was shocked about, because I thought he was going to return to Miami, was Christian Wilkins. He signed a 4-year deal, $94 million deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. He signed a huge deal, huge money deal, four-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. Christian Wilkins helps out a defensive front that is in need of a big-time defensive tackle. You got Max Crosby, and now you got Christian Wilkins up in Las Vegas. Christian Wilkins provides a really, really good threat to anybody trying to run the ball. He stops the run really, really well, and he blows up plays really, really well, just like Max Crosby. So to help out a defensive line and beef up that defensive line for the Las Vegas, it's pretty huge. It's a pretty huge signing for Las Vegas, getting Christian Wilkins. I was shocked that he signed with the Raiders. I honestly thought he was going to go back to Miami, but it happens. Money talks, and not only that, the coach itself can get in your ear, right, and tell you some things if you come and sign with us, we can do great things here. Some of those great things may have been in Christian Wilkins' point of view, and it may have been, you know, in what he believed in. So I don't know. Christian Wilkins signs with the Las Vegas Raiders, $94 million deal, 4-year deal, big time pickup for the Las Vegas Raiders. Trade happened in New York, by the way. I was stunned. My pin dropped. Pin dropped when I saw this. The Giants went all in with this one. Went all in, and now they pay, and they're paying the man. They are paying him a hefty amount. A hefty amount. They traded for Panthers edge, Brian Burns. Brian Burns. He was not going to get franchise tag, but they traded him, all right. The Giants, he is now the new Giants edge, along with Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence in that line. Brian Burns, traded to the New York Giants, gets a four-year, $150 million deal. $150 million deal. I think 90-plus is guaranteed to that money. Oh, my Lord. Brian Burns with the Giants, that defensive front is nasty. It really is. Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns on one end, Thibodeau on the other, and Dexter Lawrence in the middle. That's a nasty defensive line. A nasty defensive line. And some good pieces that are coming in, you know, for the Giants. The only question I have of the Giants is the offense, and is Daniel Jones... Can Daniel Jones bring them there? That's the only question I have about the New York Giants. Can Daniel Jones bring them there? He did bring them to the divisional round of playoffs. They got smoked, unfortunately. But you're paying Daniel Jones a lot of money. Now you're paying, you know, Brian Burns a lot of money. Is money going to be an issue? Is cap space going to be an issue? And what is the offensive side of things going to do? They are going to start revamping the offensive line. I hear that they are looking to draft an offensive lineman in this draft. So if they revamp the line, Andrew Thomas, Evan Neal's on that team. If you can bring in a Joe Alt, that would be great. You just bring those guys, you know, bring those guys together and beef up the offensive line. And then let's see what the quarterback play does. Let's see what Daniel Jones does. The defensive line's already set. Defense is already set. But it worked out, right? It worked out. I mean, you got the big-time edge rusher out there that you wanted in Brian Burns. Good pickup for the Giants. The Giants really did win free agency. I would say they're up there with winning free agency. After that pickup, big pickup for the New York Giants. Speaking of the Giants, safety Xavier McKinney left the Giants. He signed with the Green Bay Packers in a four-year, $60-plus million deal. Guaranteed money there. Xavier McKinney, safety out of Alabama, played for the Giants for a longest time, was one of the top safeties in free agency. The Eagles were offering him. And then Xavier McKinney ended up signing with the Green Bay Packers. Good pickup for the Packers. They needed some help in the secondary, and they got it, especially with the future of Jaire Alexander. We don't know where he's going, if he's going to stay with the Green Bay Packers, if he's going to get traded. We don't know, but Xavier McKinney adds a big pickup. It's a big pickup for him there for the Green Bay Packers. So that's a lot of what's going on defense. Eric Armstead for the 49ers was released. Defensive lineman for the 49ers signed with the Jets, and then Javon Kinlaw. A lot of those moves have been made, and a lot of those deals have been made, going on with defense. If we can go back to the offensive side of things and for a second here, let's go to the wide receivers. Wide receivers, pretty tight. Mike Evans re-signed. News broke yesterday. It was a two-headed race for Calvin Ridley. A two-headed race for wide receiver Calvin Ridley. The Jaguars and the Jets, right? The Jaguars and the Jets. Wanted him. And yesterday, a lot of these deals have been made official. A lot of these deals are now going to be made official because it is, you know, it's Thursday now. Yesterday was Wednesday, and free agency officially started yesterday. So when you look at everything, Calvin Johnson was interested in going back to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He just wanted some more money, man. Some problems ended up happening. He declined the Patriots' offer. Patriots are going to draft a wide receiver. Patriots are out. They did not come to terms as of yesterday, 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. What that means is that now if they didn't extend him and re-sign him to a new deal, now the Jaguars have to owe the Falcons a little something, a third-round draft pick for the 2024 draft. They owe them a 2024 third round NFL draft pick because Calvin Ridley didn't sign an extension with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then news broke that the Titans have signed Calvin Ridley to a four-year deal, ladies and gentlemen, a four-year deal. And as I pull up on my notes, if I can just look, $92 million. $92 million. Four-year deal, $92 million. The Titans, out of nowhere, swoop up against their AFC South counterpart and get Calvin Ridley from the Jaguars. The Jaguars, they outbid. Not only that, the Jaguars made an offer, but the Titans made Calvin Ridley an offer he couldn't refuse. If y'all seen The Godfather, go and watch that movie. I just quoted The Godfather. Godfather reference. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse. He outbidded the Jacksonville Jaguars. And let me go on and tell you something. He signed that deal quick as he can. Let me get my pen. I'm going to sign my name there, dotted line. 4 years, $92 million deal. Calvin Ridley is going to be a Titan. He is going to go up into a situation where Will Levis is a solid quarterback. You got DeAndre Hopkins there, Calvin Ridley. You got some good options there. You got some good weapons there for Will Levis. Let's see what Calvin Ridley does in a Titans uniform. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with them in the AFC South going into the 2024 season. Calvin Ridley is a Titan. I'm shocked about it. I honestly thought that the Jaguars were going to re-sign into a deal. I was just kind of stunned when I got the news yesterday that Calvin Ridley is going to be a Tennessee Titan. So that one, wide receiver T. Higgins has requested a trade after being franchise tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals. It's looking like the T. Higgins era in Cincinnati is over. There are four quarterbacks that he has said that he would love to play for. His old Clemson quarterback, his old Clemson teammate, Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. He would love to play in Buffalo with Josh Allen. He would love to play in Houston with C.J. Stroud, and he would love to play in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. T. Higgins is a awesome, awesome red zone threat. He is a good wide receiver. The Bengals are letting him go. Unfortunately, I'm kind of stunned that they are letting him go, but T. Higgins is a solid, or not really letting him go, but he's requested a trade. I think the trade will get done. If you ask me, I think T. Higgins, if you had to bet money, I don't think T. Higgins is going to be in Cincinnati by the time the season starts. He was going to be elsewhere. He's a good receiving threat. Whoever picks him up through a trade, it's going to be interesting to see who picks him up. I think T. Higgins is a good receiving threat. He's a good player, and I wish him all the best on wherever he goes. But he has requested a trade from the Bengals. He wants a better deal, and he wants better options coming up for his career. So I fully understand why he has requested a trade there. So T. Higgins has requested a trade. A lot of receivers, I think that's pretty much the majority of the receivers that I got, other than the Deontay Johnson trade that I just mentioned for Bryce Young. That's an interesting trade, by the way. It helps Bryce Young out a lot in that division. He needs more help, and I think adding him is huge for the Carolina Panthers. So let's go with one big thing that I would like to talk about, and it's the running back market. Yay, the running backs, right? They've reset the market, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of moves have been made because of that, because of, you know, the running backs, and we're going to talk about that. Let's talk about the running backs, and then we'll conclude with my thoughts of NFL free agency, and then next week, if we have any more news on who signed with who, we'll get to it. But next week, we're going to focus more on pro days, and we're going to focus more on the 2024 NFL draft. Pro days are started, and we're going to talk about some pro days next week. But for this week, let's conclude today's episode with the running backs and who signed with where, and give you my thoughts on who, on the running backs. Let's start with the obvious one. The Giants, and this is my thing. I told you last year, a year ago. Y'all all listened to me. Y'all are gonna listen to me now again. I literally just threw my pen out, guys. I told you, pointing at this camera, y'all are gonna listen to me. And you're gonna listen to me right now. Again, he wanted to be a Giant. Saquon Barkley wanted to be a New York Giant. He did. He said it. I want to be a Giant for life, man. I want to be a Giant for life. He said that. Guess what, though? You paid Daniel Jones. Nothing wrong with that. You paid Daniel Jones, but you franchise tag Daniel Jones. I've said that. You pay Saquon. You pay Saquon over Daniel Jones. Saquon is what made that offense tick. He literally is. And that's why I said, what is the offense going to do under just Daniel Jones? And speaking of the running backs, Devin Singletary, former Houston running back, signed with the New York Giants. He is a New York Giant. He is the new Giants running back for New York. Devin Singletary is now there. Saquon, you've already heard the news. We're just going to talk about it here. But y'all, I told y'all to pay Saquon. Pay him. What did y'all do? Y'all paid Daniel Jones. Y'all paid him a long-term guaranteed money. And y'all wouldn't pay Saquon. No Saquon, no. Well, let's not pay Saquon, the guy who's been throwing the team on his back, the guy who's been the face of the team for ever since he got drafted. No, let's not pay him. Let's not pay that guy who's done everything for the community around the New York Giants. Let's not do that. No, let's not pay him at all. Let's franchise tag him and give him the lowest amount of money possible. He did not want that. He held out. He wanted to play this season, though. He ended up signing a franchise tender. You know the rest. He ended up playing for the Giants. Season ended, and now he's an unrestricted free agent. The Giants let him walk. The Giants never offered him. I'm going to get to that in a minute. The offers were the Houston Texans, the Chargers, and the Raiders were interested until a little team out in the same division of the New York Giants in the NFC East down in Pennsylvania, where Saquon Barkley played college football in Happy Valley in Pennsylvania, in Penn State, known as the Philadelphia Eagles, came in and were pursuing him. Well, Saquon Barkley has now made it official. The Philadelphia Eagles have signed running back Saquon Barkley. A 3-year deal worth $38 million, $38.7, 3-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley has gone from wearing red, white, and blue, and, you know, bluish purple, I guess, to green, black, and white, and Kelly Green, if you want to be alternate. Kelly Green for the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. That offense is going to look loaded. Jalen Hurts. You help him out a lot in the run game. You got a running back who is dynamic enough, who in that grass and in that environment will stay healthy because the turf in MetLife is not the best. So in Lincoln Financial Field, he'll stay healthy in that grass. He has been a threat to the NFC East division. Now he's going to continue to be a threat to the NFC East division, but with the Eagles now. He's teaming with the Eagles. He helps out Jalen Hurts in the run game a lot, and you can have two options. Run it with Jalen Hurts or the quarterback, throw it with Jalen Hurts, or run it with Saquon Barkley, or even catch it with Saquon Barkley. You got Devontae Smith, you got A.J. Brown, you got Dallas Goedert. You got Kellen Moore, who was the new offensive coordinator. Let's see what the Eagles do with that. They got Vic Fangio up on the defensive side of things. Let's see what they do on defense. Speaking of defense, the Eagles just re-signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Good pickup there. They have been waiting for a reunion with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a terrific defensive back, and he is back with them after 1 year with the Detroit Lions. He's back with them. And Gardner-Johnson is going to be, you know, a huge asset to the secondary because they had a lot of trouble with the secondary last year. Now he comes there and helps out through the secondary. And we're going to get to, at the end of this, some retirees too, because two players from the Eagles retired, and we're going to talk about that here to conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy. But guys, Saquon Barkley with the Eagles is going to provide a dynamic run threat. He stays healthy because they have the line. They have the offensive line to help him stay healthy. Literally, you got to pray that you can stop him, because it's going to be really hard to stop Saquon Barkley in that offense. I'm just saying, A Kellen Moore offense is usually a great offense. He's a good play caller. Let's see what Saquon Barkley does wearing the green, black, and white, and Kelly Green, of course. I have some comments also. Tiki Barber, Giants legend, said that Saquon was dead to him in an interview. Saquon responded to that. I'm just going to say this to respond to that. A lot of people are hating. A lot of Giants fans are hating the fact that Saquon not only left the Giants, but went to their rival, to the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's what I got to say. One, you got to do what's best for you, and you got to get paid, and you got to do it's a business. You got to get paid to support your families. You need to put food on their tables. You got to do that. That's one. Two, you got to put yourself in a good position to go play for a contender team and to win a championship. No offense. The Giants aren't there yet. The Eagles are more there than the Giants, okay? So that's two. Three, it's a game. It's a game of football. You're going to be dead to him over a game of football? Come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. That's three. Four. And four. Final four right here. If you want somebody to talk to, go talk to the New York Giants. I've said it for a year. I've said it for literally a year. Oh, Saquon this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't Saquon's fault. He wanted to stay there. Go and talk to the Giants. They never offered him. They never offered him a contract. The reason why I think they never offered him a contract was because of the Brian Burns trade. They needed another edge rusher. They had to pay Brian Burns a lot of money. So they never offered him because they couldn't pay him enough. I think that's the case. But if you want somebody to talk to, go talk to Saquon. This all started a year ago when they should have paid him this time last year. They should have paid Saquon this time last year. And they didn't. So that's my thoughts on the Saquon Barkley situation. He signs with the Eagles. Good pickup. Scary pickup there for the Eagles. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, because a lot of guys have been fearing this, and I've been kind of fearing it too, and it happened. The match, the thing that you did not want, but it's like a nightmare that's come true, right? A nightmare that came to life is now come to life. Lamar Jackson in up front, under center, and Derrick Henry behind him. Running back Derrick Henry has signed a 2-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. He will be a Raven. He signed it today. He is going to be the Ravens running back coming up in the 2024. The Ravens were the number one rushing team in the NFL. How scary. And then you're going to sign Derrick Henry, who is a linebacker playing running back. Huge bursts of speed, powerful back, will truck you and will run you over. Unbelievable. Adds a huge piece of, a huge piece to their offense, especially in the running game. You got the fastest running back in the league and the most powerful running back in the league on the same team playing, snapping on the same time. It's scary, and we're going to see what the AFC North has for that. Speaking of the AFC North, I want to say this really quick. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns. They traded for wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. That's one receiver that I forgot to mention. Cleveland traded for Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy, who was at Denver for the whole time, now is suiting up for another team in orange, and that is the Cleveland Browns, the Brown in orange. You got Deshaun Watson, David Njoku, Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Nick Chubb. That's a phenomenal offense, if I might add. A pretty good offense and pretty underrated offense, and with some good weapons up in Cleveland. So you got a lot of weapons there. For the Ravens, you lost some guys. You lost Patrick Queen to the Steelers. He signed a 3-year deal to the Steelers. You lost linebacker Patrick Queen. You lost safety Geno Stone to Cincinnati. So he is with that helps out the secondary a ton in Cincinnati. So you lost some pieces there for Baltimore, but you gain it with Derrick Henry. You gain it with Derrick Henry. And you may have lost Odell Beckham, but you regained Nelson Aguilar. So the Ravens should be good. That division's going to be tight. With all them and who they're all signing, those four teams, if they all stay healthy, are going to be loaded. they could all form at the playoffs if they wanted to. It's going to be tough. It really is. It's going to be tough to see what happens between all four of these teams. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be tough, but Derrick Henry provides a scary threat for that division with him now behind Lamar Jackson. He signs a two-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Let's talk really quick about the situation in Las Vegas and Tennessee and Minnesota, and then we will conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy that way. So Las Vegas, they had Josh Jacobs. Also Washington. Let's talk about Washington as well because I think that's interesting. Washington. We'll talk about Washington, we'll talk about Las Vegas. Washington, they needed a running back, and they landed him a two-year deal with former Chargers running back Austin Ekeler. Shocking signing. I never thought he would go to the Commanders, but Commanders have signed Austin Ekeler to a two-year deal, and he is going to be a part of a solid offensive scheme with Cliff Kingsbury and a tough team with Dan Quinn as their new head coach. I'm curious to see what the Commanders do with Austin Ekeler at running back. Let's see who they get at quarterback as well under center to kind of feed Austin Ekeler and kind of throw it to Austin Ekeler, because as a receiving back, Austin Ekeler is the truth. So Austin Ekeler signing with the Commanders, a hot running back market. Everybody going to different teams too. Nobody, all the top running backs in the market have all switched to different teams. It's crazy. Las Vegas has come to be the end of an era for Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs and the Raiders did not come to an agreement. He became a free agent. They offered him. He refused the offer. The Green Bay Packers came calling, and they signed him. I did not think this was going to happen. The Packers have signed running back Josh Jacobs to a three-year deal, $48 million. Deal, you know, with Josh Jacobs. He provides a wonderful asset to Green Bay. He provides a really like a wonderful asset to Green Bay. He really does. Tough runner. He's going to help out Jordan Love a lot in the ground game. Josh Jacobs is a Green Bay Packer, and he's going to elevate that offense tremendously going into the 2024 season. And after a season that they had, surprisingly, they could only get better from here with Jordan Love improving as a top quarter or trying to become a top quarterback in the league, and he's improving as that. So what does this mean for Aaron Jones, running back Aaron Jones? Well, after that signing, they ended up releasing Aaron Jones. I call me Houdini. I said that could have happened. I said that could possibly happen, and it did. Aaron Jones is released from the released from the Green Bay Packers, and he signs with a team already. Signs a two-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings needed a running back, and they got him. Aaron Jones will be the Vikings running back in 2024. Good pickup for the Vikings. Aaron Jones is a solid running back, one of the best out there. He is a solid back, and they got him. Minnesota Vikings signed Aaron Jones to a two-year deal. Good on Jones. Good on Jacobs for signing with the Packers, and good on Jones for finding a new home and signing with the Minnesota Vikings and, you know, going to be their new starting running back. It's going to be interesting to see what those two teams do up north with their two new star running backs. Maybe a little tough for the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears up there, so watch out for those two teams. Good pickups and good signings there. Real quick, before we conclude and before we talk about the retirees, because there are two names that I want to shout out before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy. Cincinnati, and this came out of the blue as well. Cincinnati signed running back Zach Moss. Colts running back Zach Moss was a free agent. Cincinnati signed Zach Moss to a two-year deal, $8 million deal for the Bengals. And after they signed Zach Moss, to free up space, they have released Joe Mixon. Running back Joe Mixon has been released by the Bengals. He gets cut, but it doesn't take long because we thought he was going to get cut. Then the Bengals said, you know what? We're not going to cut you. We're going to trade you. So the Bengals traded Joe Mixon to the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, you know, are obviously powerful. Obviously, they're building something down there. They add a running back to help out C.J. Stroud. Joe Mixon is their guy. Joe Mixon is the new Texans running back, and they trade him there. And it's going to be a dynamic threat with C.J. Stroud and Joe Mixon in the backfield. Stroud under center, Mixon in the backfield. It's going to be a really dynamic threat for those two down in Houston. Houston already got help on the defensive side of things. They signed Daniil Hunter, hybrid linebacker and defensive end. Daniil Hunter from the Vikings. He signed with the Houston Texans. Will Anderson on one end, Hunter on the other end. It's going to be electric down in Houston with some of the players that they've picked up. Joe Mixon to the Texans and Daniil Hunter to the Texans. A lot going on in the league. We'll have more updates and everything going around with free agency. It's been a really, really crazy free agency. I'm glad you stuck with me for now, going on 50 minutes of this episode. And before we conclude, let's go with our retirees. Free agency's been crazy. We'll have a little bit more to say about it next week, but before we turn our attention to next week with Pro Days and the NFL Draft next week. So we'll focus on that episode, you know, episode 108 on Pro Days and the Draft with a little bit of free agency in there. But shout out to Eagles center Jason Kelsey and Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Both of them have retired after 13 years and 12 years, respectively, in the league. Six-time Pro Bowlers, Super Bowl champions, future Hall of Famers, no doubt. Shout out to both of those guys. They were really, really cool for me watching them grow up, watching, you know, as I was growing up, watching them play. Good players, both of them are. And especially for Fletcher Cox, I'm a Mississippi dude. So it was really, really cool to see Fletcher Cox go out on his shield and retire. And he's already accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. Jason Kelsey has as well. Shout out to both of those guys, and we wish him the best in retirement, and we pray for them each and every day here at Pigskin Frenzy and wish him the best in their future as you know, after football. First ballot Hall of Famers and first-year Hall of Famers, no doubt. Guys, that just about does it for Pigskin Frenzy. Again, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. X, Instagram, and Facebook, all you have to do is just type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow, like the pages there. You'll get episode updates. You'll get news and highlights from across college football and NFL football. You will get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL one, as well as all things of today. For Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, big thank you once again. We will be back Tuesday for a college football edition of Pigskin Frenzy. We will finish our list, our Pigskin Frenzy's top 50 games of the 2023 college football season list. We will conclude that list 10 through 1 on Tuesday. Guys, check out www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. Go to my link tree. Follow all the platforms on there. Thank you to our proud sponsor, our proud partners here at the Beard Club. Go and get 15% off all beard kits. You know, my beard looks good. Make your facial hair needs and meet them with a great beard and make your beard look good and facial hair look good. Beardclub.com. Go to the Beard Club. Get a beard kit through my website by clicking the logo on the affiliations page, the Beard Club logo, and go to my link tree and click the Beard Club link, you know, link on my link tree. Until then, guys, I'm Joel Norris signing off, and we will see you we'll see you Tuesday for another edition of Pigskin Frenzy. Enjoy your weekend. For everybody out there, stay the course.